Chapter 10. Study Guide. Subjunctive Mood. General Remarks. French subjunctive is a bit tough to understand, but that's because it's usually poorly explained. Hopefully, after you listen to my explanation and also see the verbs being used in the subjunctive in the story, the subjunctive will have no more secrets for you. 1. Que is often followed by the subjunctive in French. The conjunction that is followed by the subjunctive is mostly que. Je suis contente que tu viennes. I'm happy you're coming. Other conjunctions like quand or si don't use the subjunctive. So you only have to worry about using the subjunctive when you are about to say a sentence using que, in most cases, or qui. Je cherche une personne qui sache parler français et japonais. I'm looking for someone who would know how to speak French and Japanese. Okay, full disclosure. There are a bit more choices with the superlative constructions. Le seul endroit où je ne sois jamais allé. The only place I've ever been, for example. This is quite rare, so I won't talk about it here. Please just remember the large majority of subjunctive cases are going to be with que. However, que may also be followed by the indicative. Je crois qu'il viendra. C'est certain qu'elle sera avec elle. So, the whole trick is going to be recognizing when you are in a situation that requires the subjunctive after a que, or in a situation that requires the indicative, or even an infinitive. 2. When do we use the subjunctive in French? This is only an introduction. We will study all these points in depth in the following chapters. I thought it would be interesting to have an overview, to give you a feeling for the subjunctive mood before we really dig into it. The subjunctive is a mood, a grammatical term which describes the subject's attitude. Often, two different people are involved. The first one wanting, hoping, fearing that the other one do something. The subjunctive form reinforces the fact that different people are involved. If only one person wishes, hopes, fears to do something, then you don't have to use the subjunctive. You can and should use an infinitive construction. 1. J'ai peur que tu fasses une erreur. Two persons. Therefore, subjunctive. 2. J'ai peur de faire une erreur. Only one person. Je is doing both actions. Therefore, infinitive construction. A subjunctive is also required when a situation applies to a specific person versus everybody. 1. Il faut que vous mangiez des légumes.